Hey folks, buckle up. This one's a wild ride. It's like something straight out of, I don't know, like a tech thriller or something. Picture this. You got me, your host, right? And I'm basically like a digital Sherlock Holmes, you know, chasing down these clues through lines of code and like all this corporate gossip and stuff. It all starts with a tip. Someone whispers in my ear about this Chinese AI startup, DeepSeek. Let me tell you, they're not just messing with Silicon Valley. They're like tearing up the whole playbook, you know what I mean? Now, I gotta say, I love AI. It's like humanity's this big, crazy experiment in creating something that like thinks and learns, maybe even dreams, who knows? But what DeepSeek's done, it's different. It's like nothing we've ever seen. January 27th, 2025, they basically set off this earthquake in the tech world. Like NVIDIA, the big kahuna of AI chips, they lost, get this, almost $600 billion, like poof. Gone in one day. It was like the whole AI market was having this fire sale, and DeepSeek was the one holding a sign saying everything must go crazy. All right, so what gives? What's the deal with this company that seems to have just like popped out of nowhere? Let's hit rewind and get into the nitty-gritty here. DeepSeek, founded in 2023 by this kind of mysterious dude named Liang W. Fang. He's like the Banksy of AI. Brilliant, but hiding in the shadows. There's literally only one like blurry photo of him online. It's kind of wild. Anyway, DeepSeek's got this star player, this AI model they call R1. You heard of ChatGPT? Plugged in.
Yeah,
Those guys. Well, R1, it's like those, but with a like a supercharged engine and a, I don't know, a PhD in logic or something. This thing can write code, answer these crazy complex questions, even like draft those, it's not you, it's me, texts that we all hate, right? But here's the kicker, the thing that really makes R1 different. It doesn't just spit out an answer, it explains its reasoning step by step. Like imagine your calculator, right? But instead of just saying 2 + 2 = 4, it actually walks you through the whole concept of addition. That's R1 in a nutshell. Oh, and get this. DeepSeek says they built this whole AI marvel on a budget of like $6 million. 6 million. That's it. I mean, Google and these other companies, they're throwing billions, billions with a B at their AI projects. It's like DeepSeek built a rocket ship with spare parts from a bicycle while everyone else is using the space shuttle, you know? And the impact, let's just say it's been huge. DeepSeek's app downloaded more times than a cat video on YouTube. It's even smoking big names like ChatGPT on those AI leaderboards. You know, like the chatbot arena where all the AI models go head to head to see who's the best at like writing poems or summarizing stuff. So how'd they do it? And what does it all mean for the future of AI? Well, folks, that's where our deep dive begins. All right, so let's crack open DeepSeek's secret sauce here. Because this is where things get kind of juicy. See, up until now, everyone in AI, they've been thinking like bigger is better, right? More data, more powerful chips. Just throw money at the problem until it goes away. It's like this arms race where everyone's building these massive supercomputer, like bigger, better, more expensive. You know the drill. But DeepSeek, they said, nah, we're gonna do things differently. They're all about efficiency, squeezing every little bit of performance they can out of older hardware, the kind you can find pretty much anywhere. They even like, I don't know, like those cooking shows, right? You got these master chefs, they can whip up a gourmet meal with like a hot plate and a couple of pots and pans. Meanwhile, everyone else is using like industrial kitchens and molecular gastronomy and all this fancy stuff. Now, some folks, they think DeepSeek might be using like open source AI models, building on what's already out there, kind of like taking a classic car and souping it up with a modern engine. You get that vintage cool, but with like serious horsepower under the hood. And let me tell you, this has got Silicon Valley kind of freaking out. The big guys, they're starting to realize, hold on, maybe we've been doing this all wrong. Like they showed up to the race in a Hummer and this little go-kart just zoomed right past them. But it's not just about the tech, right? DeepSeek, they're challenging the whole system, the way things have always been done. Kind of like, remember when Netflix came along and Blockbuster was like, wait, you can mail movies to people? What? It's that got a shakeup. And it's not just the techies paying attention now. This little Chinese startup, they've got everyone talking. I mean, everyone from like President Trump to Elon Musk. Even they got to admit, DeepSeek's onto something big. But amidst all the hype, you know, all the buzz and the speculation, there are some big questions we got to ask. Like, can DeepSeek keep this up? Is this sustainable? Or will the giants eventually catch up and squash them like a bug? And here's the real nail biter. DeepSeek's story, it makes you wonder, are we headed for an AI bubble? Like, are we all getting a little too excited about anything with the letters AI attached to it, throwing money at it like it's going out of style? Kind of reminds me of, you know, back in the day, the tulip mania. People were so obsessed with these tulips, these flowers. They were trading their houses, their land, everything for a single bulb. Crazy, right? Now, look, I'm not saying AI is a fad. this stuff is going to change the world. It already is. But when a company like Deep State pops up and they're basically defying the laws of physics and economics, it makes you stop and think, like, are we all getting a little ahead of ourselves? You know, DeepSeek's story, it really hits home this point. Innovation, it doesn't always come from the big guys. You know, the ones with all the money and the fancy labs and stuff. Sometimes it's the little guy.
Yeah.
The underdog. The one who's not afraid to think outside the box. To, like, question everything. And that's when you get real change. Like, remember David and Goliath? I mean, David, he didn't beat Goliath by trying to be, like, a bigger, stronger giant. He used what he had, his smarts, his agility, a well-placed slingshot. And that's kind of what DeepSeek is doing, right? They're not playing by the old rules. They're making their own. And that's why this story, it's not just about tech. It's about human ingenuity. It's about, you know, facing these impossible odds and figuring out a way to win. And that's why I think it matters to all of us, because it reminds us that, hey, we don't always have to follow the crowd. We can find our own way. We can break the mold. So what's next for DeepSeek? I mean, can they keep this up? Or are the big guys going to, like, wake up and crush him? I don't know. Only time will tell. But one thing's for sure, DeepSeek, they've shaken things up. They've made everyone in the AI world kind of step back and go, well, wait a minute, what just happened? And that's a good thing, because in a world that's changing so fast, we need that. We need people who aren't afraid to challenge the status quo, to push the boundaries, to make us think differently. So yeah, keep an eye on DeepSeek. They might be small, but they've already made a huge impact. And I have a feeling their story's just getting started. This has been The Deep Dive.